has been
Welcome to Vespers, everyone. Just wanted you to know that maybe some of you saw some of the first response team folks scurrying around before supper, and just to let you know that one of our community members, Roseanne, hurt herself playing basketball, hurt her leg, the back of her leg. She's in her home right now. She's had it looked at. She's resting. She'll be okay. She'll heal, but remember her healing in your prayer tonight. And we also received word, too, I think most people have heard that our friend Gail, who had open-heart surgery on Saturday, was to have gone home today to Bellingham to be with her son. So let's hope that was the case and keep her in our prayers as well.
Good evening. My name is Amy, and I serve the village in registration, and it is my pleasure to welcome those of you who arrived to the village today. So if you could please stand after I call your name and remain standing, and then we'll greet all of you together as a group. Elizabeth Langkamp from Decorah, Iowa. Joseph Deaver from Eagan, Minnesota. Ann Eckerman from Janesville, Wisconsin. Heather Konakowitz from Lakeville, Minnesota. Paul Votz from Stuartville, Minnesota. Jenny DeRue from Prior Lake, Minnesota. And Brett Januch from Neenah, Wisconsin. And from our bed and breakfast staff, Velma Miller, who is from Bloomington, Minnesota. Welcome to all of you. Could those of you who are leaving tomorrow please stand so we can send you off with a blessing? May God bless you and make you pure and holy in God's sight. May the riches of God's glory abound in you. May God instruct you with the word of truth, inform you with the gospel of salvation, and enrich you with God's love. Thanks for being a part of this community. Come back soon.
And one more person. My name is Mark, and I serve the village in the library and in housekeeping. It has also been my pleasure this winter community with Miriam Schmidt and Dan Geslin to coordinate some of our Wednesday evening vespers. This is the last Wednesday that we do that before heading into our summer schedule. Wednesday was a day in our weekly rhythm of evening prayer where we would mark the season we would be in, the season of the year, the season of the church, the seasons of our lives. So tonight, in some ways, it is the season of Kent Gustafson's return to us on some level. All that you'll need this evening is the leaflet you picked up on the basket out there. This is something called Mountain Vespers, which Kent wrote this past winter, Kent? No, past two winters ago. Very much in a wonderful bluegrassy folk idiom. There will be people leading, but Callista and Kent and the others say to encourage you, whenever you feel like, sing. There are parts that are marked for the assembly to sing, but if you're just caught by that phrase, sing out. Callista says you can tap dance too, but do as you like. When we come to... No, actually, you use the language that's most prayerful for you, but there's the language right here in the leaflet here, so never mind that. So, let's take a few moments of silence, remembering the joys and the trials of the day, and bring ourselves fully here to pray.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light that no darkness can overcome. Stay with us now, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness, and shine on us your peace. Come to the setting up. sing your praises forever. Joyous light of glorious God, heavenly holy Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun.
Of my hands as he
precious love, and grant us light to see the peace with which you give to us, the water of eternity. Your love reaches to heaven, your truth beyond our beyond our minds. Your justice like a mountain our shadowed valley finds.
A reading from 1 Timothy.
And a reading by Mary Oliver.
For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, provided it is received with thanksgiving.
The first streak of light in the darkness, the first bird to sing, the first whale to rise out of the black water, the first morning of the spring tide, the first lupin, geranium, poppy, first sweet corn, the first afternoon spent outdoors after illness.
For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, provided it is received with thanksgiving.
First child speaking its first words, first peach on the tree, first grapes, first hand-holding, first kiss, first afternoon snow, flakes like salt tapping the leaves, then the swirl, then the soft clouds tumbling down.
For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, provided it is received with thanksgiving.
First road to the ocean, first smell of the ocean, first white heron, first abalone, first crab, iridescent in the seaweed, first mountain, first fern, first egg with a tapping form inside, first rose, red rose, first white rose opening itself and no more than itself, and more than itself.
For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected, provided it is received with thanksgiving. The word of life.
Let us reflect your light, O God, as the moon reflects the light of the sun.
Let us rise for the Magnificat.
that look with favor on your lowly servant. This day all generations will call me blessed. You, O God, have done great things, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you in every generation. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. You have looked with favor on your lowly servant. This day all generations will call me blessed. You have shown the strength of your arm. You have scattered the proud in their rejoices in God my Savior. For you have looked with favor on your lowly servant. This day all generations will call me blessed.
You have filled the hungry with good things. The rich you have sent away empty. You have come to the help of your servant Israel.
Generations will call me blessed. Glory to you, O Lord our God, with your love and power. Glory to you, O Lord our God, with your love and power.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
For peace from above and for our salvation.
Let us pray to the Lord.
For peace in the whole world and the unity of all nations.
Let us pray to the Lord.
For all of God's children who gather together in prayer,
let us pray to the Lord. For those who strengthen others that they might find strength, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work for peace and understanding, let us pray to the Lord. Abundance and good weather, quiet and celebration, let us pray to the Lord. For deliverance from affliction, anger, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For those who can
give ourselves and one another, commending our whole lives to loving God. Let us give ourselves and one another, commending our whole lives to loving God. Praise be to you, O God. Ourselves and one another, commending our whole lives to loving God.
Let us pray together the words Jesus taught us. Abba, you may in him. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Adventures where we cannot see the end, by paths never yet taken, through perils unknown. Give us good courage, not knowing where we go, to know your hand is leading us wherever we might go. Oh God, you have called us to ventures where we cannot see the end. By paths never yet taken, through perils. Give us good courage, not knowing where we go, to know that your hand is leading us wherever we might go.
Creator God, source of wisdom and wonder, wrap us in your blanket of love and give us the strength and courage to carry on with our journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.